This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel this talent crumble. You need a yen to make you want. I guess... We're live. Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. We've got a call-in line, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen as you travel or at home, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. So a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
John, you are back from the whirlwind tour of Hear the Watchman. It's great to have you back. Did you have fun?
No, it's been strange not having radio for a couple of weeks. And do you know that the headphones work better if you plug them into the computer?
Well, I had to schedule a retraining session for me too. And I'm kidding, but yeah, there's over 100, close to maybe 200 buttons and dials and switches at my fingertips, ready for me to hit the wrong ones at the right time. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, John, before we get into today's lesson, we're talking with Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'd like to suggest for those of you who are inclined to pray that you consider praying for your fellow students and their families and your instructors and their families, many of whom are sick, seriously sick, with diseases that are a challenge. Life-threatening challenge. And so, it's taking its toll on the families. It's taking its toll on the students. It's taking its toll on the instructors. And if you are inclined to pray, I'd like you to include your fellow students and your instructors in your prayers. And your families as well. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have another announcement I'd like to share with you. We just received an update that tonight in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, there's a city council meeting there that will include a discussion regarding the deployment of smart meters. This is Poplar Bluff, Missouri. These are microwave transmitters that will be installed in every home and business in the area. Microwaves are the invisible waves that cook the food in your microwave oven. If this is deployed, you will not be able to escape the microwaves once these smart meters are installed. They will be everywhere. Let's say you live in a neighborhood, and your house is 50 feet from your neighbor's house. There will be a microwave transmitter and receiver on your neighbor's house. And your house. And the house next to that, and next to that, and behind you, and across diagonally, and across the road, or the street, and the business, and they will be transmitting pulses in the thousandth of a second, all day long, bam, 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 bam. It will be a constant barrage of microwave transmissions. Now, the electric utility companies will tell you, yeah, they only transmit like for a minute. It's a lie. These things transmit to each other. They say, I'm here. Are you there? Where are you? I'm here. Just like your cell phones do. They keep chattering with each other. And this is microwave energy. Now, we have discussed on this broadcast that there are links to cancer, bee colony collapse, increases in disease, headaches, memory loss. Birds are disappearing. This is just the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. So if you're more interested in learning about the dangers to you and your parents and your children, I suggest you attend this meeting. It's in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, tonight. It's tonight at 101 Oak Street in the Council Chambers Room, 101 Oak Street, tonight, April 3rd. And if you want to get on the speakers list and ask your questions, you can call the mayor, Mayor DeGaris, 573-429-4030. 573-429-4030. Your speaking time may be limited to just 5 minutes. And I've been contacted from the KLID listeners, audience, and students. And I have been asked to be available to speak via telephone, and I will be. So, representing you, those who don't want smart meters, don't want more microwave energy, I'm ready. So, if you desire my participation against the smart meter deployment, call Mayor DeGaris, 573-429-4030, 573-429-4030, and request that he lets me speak via telephone to those in attendance. Now, you may want to ask some questions for yourself. And here's one of them. Can the city council guarantee that there are no health dangers to microwave radiation? Can the city council guarantee that? And are they willing to put their jobs on the line? So if they're wrong, will they all be willing to forego any pension, any benefits, and resign immediately? Will they do that if they're wrong? We're talking about replacing perfectly good electric meters and firing all the meter readers. Another question. Who on the city council is a radio frequency and medical expert in this field of microwave radiation? Who? Who's the expert? What research have they done? Here's another question. Have any of the council members ever heard USA Prepares and its instructors discussing the seriousness, the dangers of microwave radiations? Experts such as Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, and radio frequency engineer and patent holder in the field, Bert Pertonis. Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. Many of us have discussed the dangers of microwave radiation. If you'd like a little more information, call the mayor, Mayor DeGaris, 573-429-4030, 573-429-4030. I don't live in Poplar Bluff, but KLID AM 1340 is a friend of USA Prepares. It's also an affiliate. We are heard in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, this broadcast, because they like what we do. So that is my announcement, class. I think it's that important that you attend this meeting and stop the smart meter proliferation. Because once it's deployed, there is no escaping it. No escape. You will be bathed in electromagnetic radiation. And I talked about praying for some of your instructors and students and their families because they're sick? This is just one more way of making us sicker. One more way of killing us, slowly. Captain John Reagan, any thoughts?
And it gets worse. Besides the electric smart meters, and this isn't talking about the meeting tonight, but in general, they're working on rolling out smart meters for the gas and the water as well.
Yes, gas meter deployment will be discussed tonight at this meeting as well. So not only are you going to be bathed in these microwaves, not only are people experiencing serious health effects, they are being used to spy on your electric consumption. You know, it's one thing to charge you for a month's worth of electricity, and you use it and pay for it as you desire. So, for example, you decide how much, whether you're going to turn the lights on or off, or whether you're going to use certain appliances or buy certain appliances that consume electricity, and going into it knowing how much you are going to be charged. Well, you get the bill at the end of the month and you pay it, but they don't know. The electric utility doesn't know how much you've used exactly when. They just know how much you've used over the month, because the meter reader would come out once a month. Not the case anymore. They will know when you come home, because you will turn on the stove. They'll see, oh, he's home. He's home from work. They'll know when you have been away on vacation, because they'll see a change in the pattern. They will study your electric consumption. And they may even come over to you and say, you know what? You're using a little more than you should. And we're going to change the electric rates. And there's another piece, John. I fought against the smart meters in Laclede, at Laclede Electric Co-op. I even ran for the board of directors to try to stop it. And I was defeated. I was defeated. I went head-to-head with a gal who was a clerk at Walmart. She was running for the board of directors. She was selected by the nominating committee to run for the board of directors. What they want to do is they want people who are yes men and yes women, who don't know much about much, to be on the board that controls the direction of the organization, the corporation. So they want people who really don't know much, and they'll say, well, I don't know what to do. What should we do, boss? And then the person leading the discussion in the boardroom says, well, here's really the best way to go. And so the board members go, well, that's great. Let's do that. So it's a guided meeting with a predetermined outcome. And they say the meters won't increase the electric rates. Oh, yeah? Well, my electric bill just went up 20% for the cost of the meters. And they say, well, we're charging you more for the meter. They don't say it's because of the smart meter. They waited a year. Then they slammed us with a 20% meter.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, where would you like to start today?
Oh, there's just so much, and to talk about the, you know, hear the Watchmen, well, it's like plural conferences. They've announced their next one, which will be August 18th through 22nd in Boise, Idaho. They have Pastor Paul Begley, L.A. Marzulli, and from Skywatch TV, Dr. Michael Lake, Derek and Sharon Gilbert, and this is going to be a little smaller conference. We're probably not going to be going there. We are not really into flying, and to drive there and back would take quite some time, about 3 days each way. But one of the interesting things, and they found out about this after they booked the conference, is that right after when they were, what was going to be the last day of the conference, is when the solar eclipse happens. So if you want to, they've extended it a day, and they have a bus trip that you can join in on. And they'll go and watch the eclipse of the sun. So depending on whether you're just doing the conference or the conference and the bus trip, the price varies a little bit. But that link is on the Hear the Watchman website. And they are also still the streaming part of the Dallas conference. You can you have 30 days after the conference to view this. They're selling those virtual tickets for $39, and the discount code Reagan5, R-A-G-A-N, and the numeral 5, which is on some of my earlier posts there, probably still works. So if you want to get in and catch what happened this past weekend, you still have an opportunity to do that. And this is a lot less expensive than buying the DVD set. The conference itself was amazing. And, you know, we as speakers, you know, didn't really talk to each other. In fact, you know, I found out what other people's topics were, you know, when I announced it on the air. And even with those topics, we didn't know what the details were. And it was simply amazing how often we were covering the same ground from different directions. And, you know, that's just one of those signs that, you know, you're in sync. And the, it was an exhausting, 3 days. The weather was good for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, not so much. In fact, Sunday before the, conference doors opened, I had 3 showers, 2 of those with my clothes on. Went out for breakfast, and it was a long walk to get the car. I, you know, pulled up and let Becky stay dry. But it was quite an experience. I've got some of the more disturbing things I talked about. I've put the resources for and. Have included those for today's show, and those are under the preparedness section, and also the first one from the bigger picture. It was, you know, kind of amazing to be there where I was. My table was set up between Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer and Dr. Michael Lake. These guys have been at it quite a while. And then during the Q&A session, I was sitting there on stage right next to John B. Wells. And who wouldn't like to have a radio voice like that?
There you go. There you go. Captain John Reagan's with us. John, what are we going to talk about when we get back?
Let's talk about the financial situation.
There you go. Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Cheater, you've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, we're going to talk about finances now?
Yeah. One of the things that happened while we were gone is we had the debt ceiling limitation reapplied on March 15th. And running up to that, and there's been several posts I've seen about how since Trump's been elected, the amount of the national debt has gone down, and they were saying that like it was a good thing. Well, when you find out the tricks going on behind the scenes, you'll understand how that was being done to screw Trump and the rest of us. If you go back to October 24th, the Treasury had $435 billion in cash. Between then and March 7th, that balance was down to just $88 billion, and then on March 8th alone, they went through another $22 billion, bringing the cash balance down to $66. So they were getting rid of the cash cushion they had, in essence paying down part of the debt. And you might think, well, paying down the debt is good, except, well, we're running a big deficit. There's no way you can pay down the debt except in a short-term way as such as this. And what this has done, whatever the debt was on the 15th became the debt ceiling. So they initiated a lower debt ceiling and used up almost all the cash so that the government cannot survive very long without a new increase in the debt ceiling. And of course, you're going to see the political games played on this, and I believe right now it's looking like it's going to work out around the end of this month. And of course, the Democrats are going to basically do what the Republicans did, threaten to shut down the government, and then when they shut it down, as they always do, they blame the Republicans for it. Don't you love these games?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's sickening. Okay. What's next?
Well, it's official. Obama is number one. However, you need to start at the bottom of the list. Since World War II, if you look at the average growth in GDP during a term, and some of these presidents had just one term, 4 years, and we even have an exception there with President Ford being in office 3 years. And the average growth rate, the best one was during the Johnson years, 64 to 68, 5.3%. Kennedy was number two at 4.3%. Everybody else is below 4%. Truman, in the 46 to 52 time frame, just had a 1.7%. And Obama, even with cooking the books and doing the double seasonal adjustments, 1.6%. So growth.
Well,
has
we said
been,
he was the. We said he's the worst. We said he's the worst CEO in the galaxy. He's an intergalactic disgrace.
But this also points out that if you think we're going to be able to grow our way out of the problems we have, even if we do 4% GDP growth, which is better than, all but two other presidents since World War II, it's such a small amount. We're approaching $19 trillion in GDP, and we know that's a fake number, too. But to make the math easy, let's just say it was $20 trillion, and 1% of that would be $200 billion. 4% would be $800 billion. So since we've been running a little bit under 2%, a 4% rate would basically be an increase of about $400 billion. And even if you taxed 100% of that, which would discourage growth. You wouldn't even make up for the off-the-budget deficit, you know, much less handle the rest of the unfunded liabilities. So it's just another way of saying that, you know, we don't have an answer on getting out of the problem. It's going to be a nice, hard crash when it happens.
You mentioned Gerald Ford. I met President Gerald Ford after he left office in the mid-80s. He was on the board of directors of a company that employed me, and it was a bank. And he came to tour a data center that a few of us were responsible for designing and building. And I was the data communications guy. So there were about five of us in the room with President Gerald Ford when he was on tour of the data center. And it just kind of to show you how bright, how knowledgeable some of these people who we look up to are. We talked to President Ford about the number of transactions that were happening, you know, over time on these IBM pieces of gear, hard drives, mainframes, data communications, the network, how credit card processing worked, for about 20 minutes. And when we were all done, we asked him if he had any questions. And he said, just one. And I'll never forget it. And the question was, what's the difference between hardware and software? So, just to put some of this in perspective, I was there. I was there within a couple feet of President Gerald Ford. I mean, literally. Five guys and Gerald Ford just standing around, talking, telling him about the technology. And he wanted to know the difference between hardware and software. So, you look at President Ford, 1975 to 1976, 2% growth rate. And I remember the buttons, John Reagan. WIN, W-I-N. WIP, inflation, now. You remember those buttons?
Yes, I do.
I remember working for an auto parts store in the summers. And I remember we had to post a list of some of the items that we sold and how much they sold for. So we could not raise those prices. We were required to hold the line on prices. There would be no increases. WIP, inflation, now. Inflation was high. And even with that high inflation, growth was 2.6%, right?
And that's when things started really getting bad, and that relates back to when Nixon temporarily closed the gold window. And from that point on, we're working totally upon fiat currency. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you're working with big systems like, you know, global finances, it takes time to start seeing things, and it runs rather slowly until near the end, and then that exponential uptick really kicks in. So mm-hmm. from 1971 until Ford's term, that's when you start seeing some of the changes happen. And then by the time Reagan got in, and when he did reduce the tax rates, it brought in more money to the federal government. Unfortunately, the Democrats spend even more than that, and we started the big deficits. And here we are, you know, 30, 40 years later, with this mountain of debt that there's no way around.
Yeah, and John, just add a hint of how bad this is. State governments are now looking for additional sources of revenue. They're looking at the little guys. What I'm saying, class, is there are states that want to tax your garage sale. Sales tax. So you've accumulated some things. Maybe you've inherited some things. And I may talk about this later on this week. I haven't decided. But think of this little situation. So you inherit your father's tools. And you decide, you know, you've got your own tools and you really don't need two sets. So you decide to sell them. And you get some other things that are in your garage and you decide to sell them. And you have a garage sale and then you have another one because you didn't sell everything. The third garage sale, now you're in business. And there are several states that want to tax you. Have you pay sales tax? Actually, have you charged the people who buy your garage sale items? Because now you're in business. You've had more than two garage sales. That's how desperate these thugs are. I'm not doing it. I'm not paying sales tax on things that have already been taxed. I'm not doing it. They're going to have to find me. You know, when we had our Get Prepared Expo, I went to the city of Springfield because I was required to. I said, we're having a preparedness expo. And the gal at the revenue office said, yeah, we know all about it. Here it is on our computer. They already had me on their computer. They were already looking at all of our vendors and exhibitors and speakers, and they wanted to figure out how they could tax them. So what they do, they demanded that I make them buy a $5 license. And I refused to do it. I said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing your job. You want to tax them? Go ahead. You do it.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan, I just want to finish the story. So this this government employee who was seeking out revenue showed up at the expo. And Mrs. Finelli came up to me, and I was really, really busy. There were thousands of people there. And she said, there's someone who wants to talk to you. And I said, who? She said, well, she's with the government, and she's with the revenue department, and she wants to talk to you right now. And I said, I'm really busy. I mean, we've got guests, we've got instructors, we've got seminars going on. I'm the master of ceremonies. I'm kind of busy. And she said, well, she wants to talk to you right now. I said, we'll tell her to wait. So when it was possible for me to chat with her, I went over and I chatted with her, and she told me that she wanted me to collect taxes from our exhibitors and anybody selling anything. And I told her, absolutely not. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing her job. I am not going to be her enforcer. I am not going to be her agent. I am not doing it. Well, she had to do her own job. But I just want to let you know that what they do, what these minions do, is they get hired. They get hired, and they're given a computer, and they say, well, go find some money. We got you this desk, this chair, this office, this nice computer, and go do some research and read the newspapers and figure out what events are happening and where you can go get some money. Go charge people for licenses. It's really for their best interest to charge them for a license. What really happens is they get you on the list, and then they track you. And they want more and more and more and more. So it's not just the $5 license. It's the sales tax. It's a revenue stream that they want to build. So these sweet people who work for the government who come and approach you for this $5 license, that's just the tip of the iceberg. How bad does it get? Sales tax on a garage sale? They're turning up every way they can to get more of your money. That's what these guys do. They're not satisfied with whatever they're getting. They want more. John Reagan?
Well, let me try and slip in the articles under the control section before the break. You know, we buy a lot of stuff that has software, which is licensed. Well, a company hired an actor to read the terms and conditions for the Amazon Kindle ebook reader. All 73,198 words. It took the actor 9 hours to recite it. And I know some of you thinking about, you know, using old cell phones to help stay under the radar, especially the ones before they had the GPSs installed. Well, Singapore has begun its final countdown to eliminate the 2G network. I would expect sooner or later you'd see that happen here. So sooner or later, you'll have to upgrade to one of those phones that will keep a better track of your location.
That's only if you want a cell phone, right?
Well, I expect in conjunction with everything else, you're going to need a phone in order to transact business. We're not there yet, but you can see the writing on the wall.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about Amazon Kindle's terms and conditions, are we talking about where if you decide that you want one of these Kindles and it says click here to agree to terms and conditions, and you click there? Is that what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. So
it's not just the government being oppressive.
Mm-hmm. So we can virtually guarantee that almost no one other than the guys and gals who wrote these terms and conditions have read the terms and conditions, right?
And not to mention understand them. You have to hire an attorney for that.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bet you that the CEO responsible for Amazon's Kindle's terms and conditions has not read them either. I'll bet you. I'm not a betting man, but seems like a no-brainer to me. Captain John Reagan, are we going to talk about radiation when we come back?
I want to make sure we get to preparedness today, so I'm going to cover that next.
Okay, but will we have time for radiation? It's pretty serious.
I hope so.
There you go. I'll try to stay in line. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.